Sir, a follow-up question on that.
Yes.
What if I should travel to Ghana and I should go to a church and they are having communion? No, is it not?
You are a stranger to that church, not to the body of Christ.
Okay, then I can partake of
you
communion.
You can partake of
okay.
it, sure.
All right, okay. Thank you very much, Brother Benjamin from Ghana. God bless you. Okay, we have another caller.
Hello.
Another question from a boy. Sister Gibbs, God bless you. May we hear your question, please?
I said, according to Malachi, 3 verse 10, it says something about tithe.
Okay, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
Malachi chapter
okay.
3 verse 10.
Yes,
ma'am, go on.
He said that you should bring your tithe to the household of God.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to sell my land. So if I sell this land, should I bring my tithe or should I use it and do business before paying the tithe?
Selling your land is not a capital investment.
Mm.
You sold your land, it became an income to you. Because it is an income to you, it is an income. Therefore, you want to use it to make an investment. You can make several investments with it. That you have to pay tithe from it because it is an income that came to you.
Okay.
So you pay tithe from it.
Okay.
Or maybe you start on your own and you decided that there is an investment you want to make that will cost you maybe 10 million naira. And you need capital of 10 million naira to invest in this business.
Mm.
And you have a piece of land. If you can sell it for exactly that 10 million naira, and you use that land to generate exactly that 10 million naira, you don't pay tithe from it.
Okay.
You will invest it, and then the only thing you pay will be now your first fruit from the profit, the first profit that will come from that investment, because it is tied to a project.
Okay.
I hope that is clear.
Okay, so sir, if
But if you just sat down, let me sell this land, any amount I get from it, I want to use it to invest. No, because you certainly will not use the whole money to even invest anyway.
Okay.
It is an income that comes.
Okay, so it's two-sided.
Yes,
okay.
It's two-sided. Yes.
All right. Sister Gift from Ebony, we hope your question is answered properly. God bless you. Okay, we are still waiting for your questions. We have another question from Switzerland. Brother Christian from Switzerland. Why there was still a need to separate light and darkness in Genesis 1:14? While in Genesis 1:3-5, there was already separation. Why was there still a need to separate light?
Why
was there still a need to separate light from darkness
in Genesis 1:14? While in Genesis 1:3-5, there was already separation.
Okay.
Let's take that first question. Is it 1:14?
Yes, sir.
While 1:3-5, there was already separation.
So let's
look at Genesis 1:3-5 first.
Okay.
Before we come and see 1:14. 1:3-5, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide
the day from the night,
and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Mm.
So, verse 16 answers your question.
Amen.
Those stars are those lights that you see him mention. He called them lights. They are the stars. Whereas, there is, and then the stars and the moon, And there are different lights. You see there, there is the sun, it's a light. There's the moon, it's a light. There are the stars, and a light. And it's a description of these various lights. Well, you see in verse 14. God bless you.
Okay, Brother Christian from Switzerland. Your second question says, why only the living creatures are blessed before they could reproduce? Why from Genesis 1, 11 to 12, the earth only needed God's commandment to do so? In Genesis 1, 12, it even seems that the earth didn't need the sunlight before it brought forth grass and trees.
Let's see it again. Why only the living creatures we are blessed before they could reproduce? While from Genesis 1, 11 and 12, the earth only needed God's commandment to do so. I think the answer is simple, because the plant life is different from animal life.
Amen.
You know, plant life is, you can as well see that it grows, it goes in levels of how do I put it, levels of importance also.
Yes.
You will notice that the plant were just spoken, let there be.
Yes.
But
that is third day.
Yes. Mm. And then he spoke to the animals, and when it came to man, he went beyond just speaking. Okay. He did some work.
Formed.
Yes. Mm. Because there are different forms of life.
Amen. Amen.
What's the other?
No,
that's the question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It says, the earth did not need sunlight, and it brought forth fruits.
Yes.
Okay. So, Brother Christian, we hope your question is clear. God bless you. Okay? While we await more questions from our brethren.
You know, the question of the Tower of Babel.
Yes, sir.
Is too deep for me to just make it a statement.
Okay.
Remember that it was a time of rebellion.
Mm.
And okay. and the estate that we are in now, that is what that Tower of Babel was pointing to.
Mm.
A period where man would not allow themselves to be ruled by God anymore, but by their ideas.
Mm.
Where we want to live a life where we don't, a godless life.
Mm.
You know, and that is exactly what science aims to achieve.
Okay.
You know, so you see what internet has done.
Wow.
Everything science is achieving now, they're trying to achieve all the qualities, the virtues, the character of God.
Oh God, omniscient.
All that is omniscient. Omniscient here is knowing all things.
Okay. Brother Dauda from
Can
Lagos.
You, hear me?
You are on. Brother Dauda from Lagos. God bless
about,
you.
About the water baptism.
Okay.
They Why? Say in Matthew 28:19, they say, go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's true.
But Pastor was explaining the other time that one is wrong.
Okay.
That Peter and Paul baptized in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
So does it mean that Peter and Paul are greater than Jesus that say, go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Good question, sir.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bro. Dauda from Lagos.
Yeah, I don't know how you heard us. I hope you didn't just hear a clip. I hope you had a full sermon. We try to break it down. Certainly, scripture cannot contradict scripture.
Amen.
All scripture is written
given by inspiration,
by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the commandment was given to our apostolic fathers.
Amen.
And they passed it down to the apostolic children.
Amen.
We here. And no matter how error has taken us away from the faith of our fathers, God himself has brought the restoration ministry.
Amen.
To restore us back to the faith of our apostolic fathers.
Amen.
Which is what the entire message is all about.
Amen.
Using his servant William Marion Branham in this age.
Hallelujah.
They reject him, and because you reject light, you will remain in darkness.
Amen.
And each time you refuse to follow the present truth, you will abide in the congregation of the dead.
Amen.
This is so simple.
That's
and
true.
When somebody who is speaking good grammar, good English, like the brother who called Dauda from Lagos, and begin to argue this simple thing, I don't know how you will now go to the depth of the mystery of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
When ordinary ordinance to obey, and I'm not saying it sarcastically, brother, I'm saying it to wake you up, to make you think beyond what you have been taught in your denomination, and come back to the Bible and study the Bible. If Jesus says, baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and Peter says, baptize in the name of Jesus, common sense will tell you, it simply means Jesus is the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And certainly, all the baptism in the New Testament, after that commandment, were done in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We didn't see Father, Son, Holy Ghost again.
Mm.
And we are not supposed to just be repeaters of what the scripture says.
Mm.
We are supposed to be obeying what the scripture says.
Hallelujah.
When a commandment is given, you can only rightly obey it if you understand it.
Amen.
And it is the doctrine for justification.
Amen.
So if you study the Bible, you will see that Jesus is the name of the Father.
Amen.
Jesus is the name of the Son.
Amen.
And Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's all there in the scripture.
Sir, you could give him just about three scriptures.
Well, maybe I'll just give you like three scriptures. But you know, some of them, no matter how you give them, they still twist it because some of them can never catch.
Yeah, I believe that that was...
You know, everybody knows the name of the Son.
Amen.
The name of the Son is Jesus.
Amen.
So if you are asked to go and baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you use? I baptize you in the name of the Son. You know the name of the Son is Jesus.
Amen.
Now. Every son has a name.
Amen.
Every father has a name.
Amen.
And Jesus gave us a key.
Amen.
In John chapter 5,
amen,
and verse 43.
Amen.
That
I am come in my Father's name.
He said, I am come in my Father's name.
And ye receive me not.
You receive me not.
If another shall come in his own name.
That lets us know that the name he bears is the name of the Father.
Amen.
Now, if you come, go to the
John.
In John.
Chapter 14.
John chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes. But the Comforter, which
is
the Holy
Jesus
Ghost.
Jesus is saying, but the Comforter.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
In which name will it come?
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, the Comforter,
amen,
the Holy Ghost will come.
Amen.
So what is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
And what is the name of
the Father,
of the
Jesus.
Son? That is why Jesus said, go baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And as Christians, everything we do, we have to do it according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 17.
Amen.
In the name
of the Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Everything. We cast out devils in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the name of our Creator.
Amen.
For the purpose of our salvation.
Amen. And Acts 4:12 says, no other name is given under heaven.
No other name is given. Father is certainly not even a name.
Amen.
You know, a name identifies an object.
Amen.
You know, it's a title.
Amen.
Title is different from name.
Amen.
Father is a title.
Amen.
Son is
a
title.
Title.
And the Holy Ghost is a title.
Amen.
But they have a name.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Dauda from Lagos. We hope the pastor has properly explained why the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. You could get our messages on correct water baptism, several messages on correct water baptism. And the pastor at length spoke about these titles and name. God bless you. So no other name given under men. Another question from Ghana, Brother Dor from Ghana. Shalom to the bride of Christ. Please, Pastor Moses, I have read John chapter 4, verse 1 to 40. But verse 40 caught my attention. Could the 2 days in there be the Gentiles' days? Verse 40, John 4, 40. Could the 2 days there be the Gentiles' days?
You say, verse
40.
Let me read it from verse 39 and verse 40.
Okay.
Because this is where Christ goes to the Samaritans to
amen,
witness to them. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. For the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did.
Wow.
So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there two days. Well, you can liken it, you can apply it, you know, to the 2 days that is allotted to the Gentiles. Because remember that the Jews rejected the Samaritans. They were not in good terms with them. So Jesus going to the rejected is a type of the gospel coming to the Gentiles. So, and the gospel will be with us for two days.
Amen.
And they remember that the good Samaritan also was kept in the inn, for the innkeeper, and then he was paid 2 days' wage, two pence, which is 2 days' wage. That means the patient, the patient will be there taken care of for 2 days, a type of the church.
Amen.
He'll be taking care of the fivefold ministry for 2,000 years.
Mm.
So it's a good application.
But sir, can we type the New Testament?
Oh, why not? It's we can type it.
Wow.
That's why I said it's all about you typing and applying it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not a doctrine. It's just
doctrine.
It just makes it clear.
Okay.
We have 2 days
okay.
for the Gentiles, and then here are Samaritans.
Amen.
He abides with them for 2 days. You know, you can apply it.
Amen.
You can also apply that they went to Jerusalem.
Mm.
And they left Jesus behind.
Mm.
And they only came to find him after three days.
Amen.
And we know three.
Justification,
sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Letting you know, the parable in Matthew 24 verse 13.
Mm.
And 13 verse 33.
Okay.
Matthew 13 verse 33. The woman that took the three measures of meal.
Corrupted them.
Corrupted it. You could type it.
Amen.
You know, the full word, Christ restored. They found the word only after the three works, after 3 days, three church ages.
Amen.
Before he was now seen again. So it's all about typing to bring a picture clear.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, Brother Dor from Ghana, we hope your question has been properly answered.
God bless you. Yeah.
God bless you, sir. Brother Idoko from Benue. God bless you.
I'm Idoko Devi. We're calling from Benue State.
Okay.
Okay. In Genesis chapter 12.
Genesis chapter 3. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, there God caused man.
Okay.
And caused woman also, and caused the serpent.
That's true.
And that is in verse 16 of Genesis chapter 3.
Verse 15. Okay.
God caused the woman that the woman will bear children in pain.
Okay, verse 16. Okay.
And then, after that, he caused man as well.
That's right.
But in Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians 3.
Verse 13.
Verse 13, okay.
The Bible made us to know that Jesus Christ has taken away our curse.
Okay, verse 13. Jesus Christ has taken away our
curse. Now, when the curse is taken away, I believe also that the effect of that curse has been cancelled.
Okay.
And if that curse has been taken away, which was placed upon Adam, which I believe. Now, why is it that women are still bearing children in pain?
Depends. Good question, sir. Good question.
That is my number one question.
Number one question, okay. All right, what's number two
now,
question?
During Jesus Christ's earthly ministry, when he came into this world to save mankind.
Yes, sir.
Now, he washed it in the days of Sabbath, that was Saturday.
That's true.
But after his death, the days of worship was changing from Saturday to Sunday. Why is it so?
God bless
when
you, sir.
Jesus himself worshiped on Saturday.
Good question, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Brother Idoko from Benue. Thank you very much. Thank God I'm not the one answering the question. The pastor is the one answering the question. So, sir, first question is about women bearing in pain.
It's not only women bearing in pains.
Yes, sir.
Whatever problem man is going through today is as a result of that curse.
Hmm.
It is about the law.
Amen.
We got into the captivity of Satan.
Mm.
We were under the law of sin.
Mm.
And the soul that sinneth shall die. The freedom we had in God in the Garden of Eden was sold out by what happened between Adam and Eve and serpent.
Amen.
So, Satan took control of us.
Amen.
He even said the whole kingdoms of the earth belong to him.
Mm.
And he was not lying.
Yes, sir.
The earth took total control of the earth.
Mm.
But Christ came and broke that law.
Amen.
On the cross of Calvary.
Amen. Mm.
And declared that law to those who believed the gospel.
Amen.
That law, Satan has no power again over us.
Amen.
But watch it. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Mm.
If you don't have that knowledge, if you don't have that knowledge of your freedom, you will remain in bondage.
Mm.
Now, this is the scenario. In Nigeria, the constitution, for instance, guarantees fundamental human rights.
Mm.
Freedom of movement, freedom of association, freedom of this, freedom of that is in the constitution. But are people's rights not being trampled upon today?
Mm.
The same constitution that guaranteed that law also now made a provision, envisaged the trampling of this constitutional right, envisaging that created the cause of law for arbitration.
Amen.
And then created a profession of advocates, the lawyers.
Amen.
So it is spiritually.
Mm.
Envisaging that this law of freedom that has been given to us through Christ on the cross on Calvary, that this liberty will be trampled upon, for whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed.
Mm.
This same Jesus is known that he is our advocate.
Hallelujah.
And he cannot be an advocate until there is a spiritual court.
Amen.
And that is why he gave us power to cast out devils.
Amen.
Because we have no, the devil has no right over us again.
Amen.
That is why Christians pray.
Amen.
Prayer is going to the court of law.
Mm. Fight for your right.
To fight. Court of justice.
Amen.
To fight for your right.
Amen.
Casting out the devils in the name of Jesus that gave us that freedom.
Mm.
And it cannot be resisted. You cast out devils. He said, by his stripes we are healed.
Mm.
And he said, you lay hand on the sick now. The sick will recover.
Hallelujah.
By the authority of that Jesus.
Amen.
That is the meaning of that statement. And the same Bible tells us that every day we wrestle.
Mm.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power.
Amen.
And they said, but the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. So you notice that Satan will not leave you alone. So it is battle and battle and battle until, according to the agenda, one day you will be bundled up and put in the bottomless pit.
Hmm.
And then there won't be such battles again.
Okay.
For about 1,000 years, and then after that, you will be put in the lake of fire. So for now, the battle continues until the redemption, total redemption.
Mm.
While we are in this flesh, the battles will continue. Okay. Until you die, where you be with the Lord, and such battles are
won. Well, his question was specific about women bearing.
And that's why I say it's not only women bearing, just mention one.
Okay.
I mean, what of sicknesses? Mm. They were also settled on the cross on Calvary.
Okay. So until the redemption of our body and until Satan has been.
That's when we'll be free. Okay. But for now, it is guaranteed. Just go and possess it.
Amen.
When he come, cast him out.
Amen.
When sickness come, lay hand on the sick.
Amen.
And this sign shall follow them that
believe. Amen. Yes.
You must believe.
The second question was about the Lord Jesus Christ worshipped on the Sabbath day. Then after his death,
Lord Jesus Christ, that's one mistake a lot of us make. The New Testament in law, a will is not enforced until the death of the testator.
Amen. Amen.
So the New Testament did not come into effect until Christ himself died and resurrected.
Amen.
And went. That was when the New Testament came into effect.
Mm. Amen.
While he was in the flesh, he was still under the law.
Mm.
Because he was born under the law.
Okay.
So, don't mistake it.
Okay.
If the law ended with his death and resurrection.
Amen.
It ended the law because God now instituted a new covenant.
Hallelujah.
And sealed it with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we are under a new covenant.
Okay.
Now this new covenant is now no more any particular day of worship. There is no law now in any particular day of worship because all those laws and ordinances were speaking of Christ. He fulfilled them.
Okay.
So our rest, our Sabbath is in him now.
Amen.
But and nobody changed the law from Saturday to Sunday. It is a tradition of the apostles.
Mm.
Sunday was the day Christ resurrected. And they used to gather every Sunday to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because it is his resurrection that gave us hope.
Amen.
If he didn't resurrect, then we will have no hope.
Mm.
It is not a law. They didn't put it as a law that
so Sunday is not Sabbath.
But they chose the first day of the week to come together, being the day that Christ resurrected, is just to mark his resurrection. And the fact that church and the government of Rome were merged together and it was declared a public holiday. It was a public holiday to allow the Christians to fulfill their tradition.
Mm.
It was not the Pope that brought the Sabbath. So, and it is not a law. And if you don't worship on Sunday, you have not broken any law.
Wow.
But if you say we must worship on Saturday, then you are not a beneficiary of grace.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay, so Sunday is not Sabbath. Sabbath is Christ.
No, Sabbath is Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We hope your question has been answered, sir. Thank you very much, sir. You know, this confusion is very, very rampant today. But we have another question from Adamawa State. Brother Blatty from Adamawa State. Shalom, Pastor. Does the Jephthah really kill his only daughter as a means of sacrifice? And what does it type?
Well, I don't know why you are going to type in.
Okay.
The only thing that I see that typed is in Psalm number 15.
Hmm.
In Psalm number 15, Psalm number 15, verse 1 says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
Amen.
Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And he mentioned the qualification. When he comes to verse 4, he says, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but he honored them that fear the Lord. He says, he that sweareth to his own heart
and changeth not.
And changeth not. And one example that we have in the Bible of a man that swore to his own heart is the story of Jephthah in Judges chapter 11, if you read it from verse 29.
Amen.
You know, where he made a vow that if the Lord would allow him to be victorious in this battle he's going, if he comes out back, he said the first thing that will come out of his house as he comes in, the first thing that comes out of his house, he will offer it to him for a burnt offering. And you know what a burnt offering is? It's to kill someone, kill the animal, and throw it, I mean, the smoke going up and things like that. That was what was going on. And when he was coming out, it was his only child, his only daughter that first came out. And you saw how he regretted. Why was he regretting? Because he knew he made a vow that he will kill whatever come out. So if you ask, did he kill? Well, they didn't show us whether he killed her or not. But if we want to bring human right to it, God will not accept human sacrifice. It was not God that said, bring me offering. He was the one that offered it. That is why we talk about swearing to your own heart and you will not change. God bless you.
Okay. So I think the bottom line is Psalm 15. It's what this the lesson to learn rather is, yes. Psalm 15. He swore to his own oath and he did not change.
Exactly.
Okay, Brother Blatty from Adamawa, we hope that is clear. If not, call the pastor and discuss at length with him. Hello, God bless you. Brother one Z from Nasarawa State.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, God bless you. You're on air.
Okay, it's Brother Moise from Nasarawa State.
Okay.
Please, my question is from Matthew 12.
Matthew 12.
From 46 to 50. Then, and Matthew 25, 34 to 40.
Matthew 25, 34 to 40.
That Christ was referring to.
Matthew what?
Matthew 12, 46 to 50.
Matthew 12.
46 to 50.
And Matthew 46 to 50.
Yes, and Matthew 25.
Matthew 25, 34, 40.
34 to 40, okay. Thank you very much, sir. Just pay attention. Who are the brethren? Okay.
Are they the Jews or every Christian?
Okay. Are they the Jews or every Christian? Okay. God bless you, sir. Just pay close attention.
In Matthew chapter 12, from verse 46, Jesus was trying to teach us something here on what the true brotherhood is. But let's read it. He said, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without. That is his blood, his mother Mary, and the other children
of
Joseph through Mary.
Yes, sir.
He says, then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever, that is the answer, verse 50, shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister
and mother. Amen.
He was using that to let them know that those related to him, because remember that Joseph is not his father.
Amen.
So he's correcting them. I didn't come for this family. I come for the whole world.
Hallelujah.